I have an antipathy for villain songs, in part because of my work. Back in Oregon, I'm an attorney who does a whole lot of criminal defense, and sometimes I write songs about situations you just can't make up. The good news is this is a kind of a cute little song. Bad news is it really happened. Sorry about that. I do legal Chernobyls. Sing what you know, right? Tell you a story about some crooks as stupid as they're real, who broke into an old folks' home to see what they could steal. Well, they stole false teeth and hearing aids and Xerox copies of their wills. Then they got into the dispensary and ran off with all the pills. Well, they couldn't sell the meds to druggies on the streets because they'd left the labels and they could not tell what each pill was. So they mixed them up in one big jar just to get some thrills. Why, they'd help themselves at random out of grandma's jar of pills. This is true. They'd pass the jar around the room and nobody knew what they got. Could be OxyContin if you were lucky, or a laxative if you were not. They had Trazodone and Benzatropin and cures for the geriatric pills. Didn't have much fun, but they got a lot of sleep with grandma's jar of pills. They somehow missed the Darwin Awards. Who knows how they live to grow old? Turned out they mostly got blood pressure meds that just knocked them out cold. Tridalazepam and temazepam when you are drunk to the gills. In the morning you'll be found lying flat on the ground with grandma's jar of pills. They passed the jar around the room and nobody knew what they got. Could be OxyContin if you were lucky, or a laxative if you were not. They had Trazodone and Benzatropin and cures for the geriatric ills. People got real sick, but they had a lot of fun with grandma's jar of pills. Sometimes a brow of priapism would rear its little head if they took the Viagra the nurses used to keep gramps from rolling out of bed. Think about it. And sometimes they got the Parkinson's meds right after they drunk their fills. And they needed to pee, but it could not be due to grandma's jar of pills. Oh, they passed the jar around the room and nobody knew what they got. Could be OxyContin if you were lucky, or a laxative if you were not. They had Trazodone and Benzatropin and cures for the geriatric ills. Didn't have much fun, but they got a lot of sleep with grandma's jar of pills. One guy got azithromycin, threw up all over his clothes. The next took some Tamsulosin and a river came out of his nose. In a week or two, they had enough. They finally headed for the hills. Went to the police and said, "Save us, please, from grandma's jar of pills." They passed the jar around the room and nobody knew what they got. Could be OxyContin if you were lucky, or a laxative if you were not. They had Trazodone and Benzatropin and cures for the geriatric ills. Didn't have much fun, but they got a lot of sleep with grandma's jar of pills. Didn't have much fun, but they got a lot of sleep. Oh, yeah, open filking real late last night. That's it. It's my story and I'm sticking to it with grandma's jar of pills.